You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday evening's action in Bellewstown. It's day two of a three-day meeting there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, bud. Yes, I'm good. All in good form.
Good man. What did you make of day one of the three-day meeting in Bellewstown?
Oh, it's hard work again at the moment. I'm having all, I must admit. I'm, other than my nat winning, it's Tipperary. I thought Bellewstown was difficult last night. One or two near misses, however. But yeah, it's tough going. Just ground's gone soft over there at the moment, Ireland. It's just, you'd think it'd be easy just kind of whittling the field down, but traditionally a lot of horses have raced on soft or heavy ground in the past in Ireland, and they seem to just come from left field and win from anywhere really when the ground changes.
Yeah. We know where we stand a little bit today, though. I suppose that it's yielding to start with. It's going to be pretty soft, isn't it? To start with, rather than any change throughout the day. Big fields, mind, and you know, competitive enough handicaps and stuff along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there are one or two races where I've got a vested interest in from a punting perspective. I do think there's a good opportunity in the penultimate race to get stuck into one, and at least there are quite a few of them coming here off the back of wins on soft ground, such as Botanical Lady, to name but one, Tribal Path, another. So it's not all as if we haven't got too many clues tonight.
Good stuff. Right, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5 o'clock, and we start here with a Irish Stalling Farms EBF Median Auction Maiden. It's over a mile, and Boyfriend Brian is 2-1. 5-2 for Epitaph. Hey Hey Alejandro is 7-2. 10-1 for Kaskar Kavchar. 12-1 for Magwadiri, and 16s or bigger for the others. Not too much form to go on here, Andy. So what do you make of the opening race?
Yeah, quite a difficult one to start off proceedings. Of the ones that have run so far to date, Magwadiri has got the best form, having finished a reasonable seventh in a Roscommon maiden the day behind Branchline. But if that horse sets the standard, then it wouldn't be a massive shock, obviously, if an unraced horse was to take this race. And bearing that in mind, I'll take a bit of a chance on Epitaph here. It'd be a poignant victory as well, Epitaph, wouldn't it? On the day of the 100 Years War, the Battle of the Somme, of course. For those who've got a bit of a coincidence kind of like mine, then you'd probably look towards Epitaph here. Gelding by Henry the Navigator, obviously trained by Judge O'Brien, whose 2-year-olds are running excellently at the moment. And quite a few of them have been doing good things first time out as well, which is quite encouraging. He's a half brother to Sir Tarak as well, who was a Group 2 winner many times over. Of course, over in Dubai, over a mile, 6 and 2 miles. So his pedigree is laden with stamina, and you're certainly going to need that here today at Bellewstown, a mile on soft ground. And that's one of the reasons why I do think this horse should, in theory, come to the fore first time off the shelf. So Epitaph in the first race is the first selection of the night.
Epitaph to make a winning debut there then in the 5 o'clock. The second race is the 5.35. This is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF. Median auction made over a mile as well. This one's for the three-year-olds. Palmetto June's 9-4 at the top of the market, 7-2 for Majestic Flyer. Yamato is 6-1, 13-2 for Secret Wizard. 8-1 Set to Fire, no approval, is 11s, 14s or bigger. For the rest, what do you make of this, Andy? We've got a few in there with decent form. Palmetto June's been gelded as well, and on the pick of his form will be entitled to be favourite here. But what do you make of the race?
Yeah, again, it's not a particularly strong maiden like the first race. A lot of these horses have plenty of chances. They're obviously very disappointing. One or two of them had the unkindest cut of all, including Palmetto Dunes and Secret Wizard, as you mentioned. So there could be improvement to come from both of those two horses, but what they've done on paper isn't exactly anything special. With that in mind, I'll probably take a little bit of a punt on Yamato here from the Mickey Alford stable. His form figures don't read all that prettily, but if you dig deep a little bit deeper into his efforts and watch them back on the tapes, he's actually probably run a good bit better than the finishing position suggested on every occasion. He was seventh behind a nice horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Monarch. at Garin a couple of starts ago. That form's worked out okay. And then not a bad effort in a decent 0-82 handicap at Nace the other night when Mr. Wright won. Now, Mr. Wright's been one of the success stories of the Irish flat season so far to date. He continues on an upward curve. And considering this horse is in quite deep and got a bad draw, still 15 of 16, he did quite well, I thought, to only get within six lengths of the eventual winner, keeping on quite well in the latter stage. That was the first time also he raced with a bit of cut in the ground. It's obviously going to be a little bit worse here tonight at Bellingstown, but it should stand him in a good stead at least. And at least we can back this horse at a nice price where there are risks attached to quite a few of his other main market rivals. So Yamato each way around about the 6-1 mark in the second race, the 5:35.
Yamato each way then, Frandy, there then in race number two. On to the third race on the car, which is the 6:05. This one is a handicap over a mile. And Tribal Path is the 4-1 favourite at the time of recording this. 6-1 for Izzy Bay or Grey. Credit the Giver, 13-2. Total Demolition, also 13-2. 15-2 for Strait of Zanzibar. 9-1 Poetic Choice. Tens or bigger for the others. Quite a good handicap this, Andy. There's plenty of in-form runners in there, some old favourites as well. What do you like in the 6:05?
Yeah, that's a good point, Mark. Yeah, there's a very good mix of in-form horses. Quite a few of these have actually come from the all-weather scene. Issue Bay or Grey, Tribal Path, Credit the Giver, and Straight to Zanzibar. But they've all continued their good work on the turf. And quite a few of them, funny enough, have also got soft or heavy ground form as well, including Tribal Path. He's been an unbelievable servant to Damien English in the recent months. Of course, he started his good run on the all-weather at Dundalk, and he continued that with a victory at Cork on heavy ground back in March. He followed that up with another game all-the-way success at Leopardstown, and he completed the hat-trick last time out at Dundalk, beating a similar standard of opponent. So we know pretty much what he's about. He's a front-runner who wears his heart on his sleeve, goes off and sets a good gallop. The only problem is he's got a couple of other front runners in this race that are likely to be sort of like chivying away at him up front. Hurricane Twister and Strait of Zanzibar, they're all going to be having a bit of a go at him. So he could easily get softened up here, and they might just set it up for one of the closers. And albeit Total Demolition hasn't got the kind of soft or heavy ground profile that you would normally associate with this time of year, I've still got to go with him because his speed figures have been unbelievable. His last two runs at Leopardstown and Limerick, particularly that one last time out, have been off the scale for a horse of his grade. So even though he's on the upgrade and he's been raised quite significantly in the weights, I think he's gone up around about £12 since that victory at Leopardstown two starts ago. Still think he's probably worth a little bit of a go. Don't forget he did run quite well early on in the season at Tipperary on the soft ground when he finished fifth before he started his real purple patch. So a little bit of a chance is taken here that Total Demolition can handle the conditions and he's likely to come through of what should be a fast pace.
Total Demolition then, selection for Andy then in the 6:05. Onto the 6:35 next, race number four on the card. This one is a mile handicap where Intrepid Prince is the 4-1 market leader. It's 5-1 for Protocol. Aldo Rain is 9-1. 10-1 for Okra. Bad Penny tens as well with Pillar and Jesse Tree. That one's a reserve though, so do bear that in mind. 11-1 for Fast Candy and Kuchenhoff. Also for Miranda Story, 14-1 or bigger prices for the rest. Again, a competitive handicap to look at here, Andy. 4-1 the field at the time recording this. Any value in there for you?
I must admit, Mark, even this race has beat me. I spent probably a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes on it, and I still couldn't come up with a definitive selection. Obviously, there will be one at the end of my preamble, but I'm just going to mention a few that I think could run okay at prices. Protocol, he should run all right. Obviously, he was third the other day behind Palmonis, who went on to win subsequently at Nace. So even though he's got top weight and he was beaten 10 lengths, at least he ran close up-ish to a winner subsequently, and we know he goes on the ground. Okra is another one just to keep a little bit of a small eye on. The Blinkers won first time out the other day at Leopardstown, and albeit she never really figured to any great degree, her overall profile suggests that she's not a totally lost cause. There is another one at a much, much bigger price that I think is worth a look. Willie Brown Change of Physical Real Art. Got beat quite a way the other day behind California Dream. That wasn't a bad little maiden at Leopardstown. And at least she's got a couple of runs on soft or heavy ground. And off a mark of 54, I think if she sort of like has got enough know-how to sort of cope with the demands of this race, and I certainly think she could outrun her odds. So just like I say, delving through the sort of the wreckage of this race, I'm left with only really one at a price, and that's Real Art. She's shown just enough for me to put her up at a decent price here tonight.
Real Art, then, the selection for Randy in the 6.35. On to the 7.05 next, and this one is Division 1 of this mile handicap. Lady Ranger, Seeking Truth, and Gembat 6-1 co-favourites of three this morning. It's Seeking Truth that's attracting the money of those three. Was 8-1 earlier on in the day. Busy Bush is 7-1, 8-1 for Ask Dad. Lightning Strix is 9-1, 12 so Yes I Am, and 14s or bigger for the others. One of the more open betting heats of the night, Andy. But Seeking Truth is the one that seems to be quite popular this morning. What do you make of it?
Yeah, he didn't run too badly the day. It's Fairy House suggesting that step back up in triple definitely suits. The only problem is he's yet to win in 14 starts, so he hardly comes with an absolute glowing recommendation attached to him. So therefore, I'm going to stick with the logical choice of going with one that I think will handle the conditions, and given that she's got a good draw, you'd like to think she'd run a reasonably creditable race, and that's Lady Ranger from the Peter McCreary stable. Third of the day behind Enough is Enough, who's a bit of a track specialist at Garran Park. So obviously she was up against a horse who had plenty of track craft, but I do like the way she finished off her race from an unpromising position. She was obviously drawn very wide and got herself towards the back of the field as she was dropped in off the speed, but she made some relentless late headway to finish a never nearer third. And you stick that on top of a decent effort the time before behind the informed Beachmount Whisper. And her profile does stack up quite nicely in a race of this nature. Also, she's got winning form on soft ground in that dim and distant past, when obviously with other connections. So, in a race that, I must admit, again, similar to the previous race, leaves me a little bit cold from a betting perspective, I'll stick with Lady Ranger around about 6-1, and stick her up each way.
Lady Ranger each way, then, in that race. Division 2 of that handicap for horses rated 45 to 65 is up at 7.35, and Botanical Lady heads the market there at 3-1. 5-1 for Easy Boy. Ur Jock is sixes, bit of a nibble from sevens. 8-1 for Romantic. 9-1 Clear Focus. 10-1 for Maritime Law. 14-1 Bar. You got several horses in here, Andy, that have been banging the head against the crossbar, and then you've got Botanical Lady, who arrives here in winning form, having made a winning return from a long absence. So which way do you side with this? Do you stick with the recent winning form? Is there a chance that Botanical Lady might bounce, or one of the ones that's been going close finally get the head in front? How do you see it?
Yeah, I probably will stick with the Botanical Lady. I do quite like her profile here. Harry Rogers often does this every now and again. He gets also particularly Mare Filly in good form, and they run with the ball. Cheval Rouge a couple of years ago was a horse in a similar bracket. She's got good form around this track as well. She's finished placed here before. She was second behind Moonmeister back in 2014. So the tight nature of the track shouldn't be an issue. And she proved her well-being, as you said, off the back of that layoff the other day to win quite comfortably, I thought, in Sligo only a few days ago. She sized her way through the field and won with a little bit more in hand than the official winning margin suggested. Soft ground, obviously, is clearly not an issue for this mare. Two career victories have come when there's been plenty of give under thought. I mean, it's not an absolute foregone conclusion that she'll win this race. I think she's the deserved favourite, but there are the likes of Easy Boy, the perennial loser, Ard Jock, who'll probably finish in the frame again without winning, up against her, and a few others such as Maritime Law, who at least have got a bit of soft ground form attached to their name. But, yeah, Botanical Lady, I just love the way she went through that race the other night. She just looked right on top of her game, and it's just a question whether she turns up in the same kind of nick, and hopefully she will.
Botanical Lady, then, for Andy in the 7.35. The penultimate race on the card is the 8.05, a maiden over a mile and a half, and Romanesque heads the market at 6-4, but on the slide from 5-4 this morning. Easy Pass is the one for support, 9-2 into 5-2, 11-4 for Galaxor, 8-1 for Shantoued, and 20s or bigger for the others. Interesting the way the market's shaping up this morning, Andy. What do you make of the 8.05?
Well, I think this is the Rick of the night. I must admit, I can't get my head around how they bet this race. Obviously, Romanesque has got to be respected first time up. For Aidan O'Brien in a really weak maiden, colt by Montjoux, you know, he doesn't have to be anything special to win this race. But it isn't soft ground. It's a mile and a half, and sometimes those Montjoux don't exactly fancy it. But, you know, it's 6-4. It's an absolute total guess at that price. Similar set of circumstances surrounding Galaxor, really. Nicely, choicely bred colt by Galileo. Could be anything first time out. But the problem is David Watchman has had an absolutely wretched season. You've got to go back 91 days and 41 runners to find his last win, which is almost in the John Ox kind of category at the moment. So you just could not back any of his horses with counterfeit money, let alone first time out on soft ground. So the obvious bet here, which I think this is the, like I say, the reason why I'm really keen on this horse tonight, is Easy Pass. He's had a couple of runs, and they've both been really creditable ones at that. First time out at Roscommon, he missed the break by 10 lengths, but he still managed to run quite well in a decent race won by Ali Shan from the Dermot Wells stable. Second has won since from the Jim Bolger stable, Admondum, so I think that form's okay. And then he improved upon that effort last time out when he went back to the same track, a little bit more keener out the stalls this time, got himself into a good position, and therefore he ran a good deal better, finishing fourth behind another decent horse called Munashid. The third horse, which I tipped on William O'Radio and Nat the other day, from the Joseph O'Brien stable, Motherland, bolted up when he went to Ballinrad the other night, won by 7 lengths. So to only finish half a length behind that horse suggests that he's got a really big chance here. We know he goes on soft ground. It was heavy that day when he ran at Roscommon first time out. He wasn't yielding. So I do think this is really, really good bet. It's probably the best bet in the car by a distance. So I actually expect this horse to go off favourite unless there's a massive amount of money for Romanes. So 5-2 for Easy Pass. Hopefully it'll be as easy as the name suggests.
Best bet on the card, you say, as well?
Oh, easily, yeah. The prices, yeah.
Good stuff. Final race on the card is the 8:35. We finish with a race over a mile and a half for qualified riders. 11-8 joint favourites, Lucis Naturia is 11-8 with Hostile Fire. Ross Voss 4-1, 22-1 €, and Vernie Boy 33-1. Priced up as a match there, Andy, do you think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a particularly awe-inspiring race to close the card, is it? I mean, it's almost like a jump race, to be honest, for more sense and purposes. The two horses have been plying their trade throughout the summer jumping period, at least coming in reasonable shape, a Ross Moss, and more predominantly Hostile Fire, having finished second in an obvious chase behind Prince Corbin the other day at Perth. But if you go back a few more starts to that, you'll see he finished second to Noble Inn at Clonmel on soft or heavy ground, I think, that day. So, you know, he's got a bit of form with plenty of cut under his feet. And obviously he comes from a yard in great form, and Ian Carberry's on, so I'd probably go with him. The problem is with the morning favourite, Lucis Naturia, is that all his six runs have come on the all-weather surface at Dundalk. So with no turf form, it just makes life difficult for punters what to expect from him tonight. It's the first time he's raced in turf, but he has got soft ground to encounter as well. So you're taking a bit of a punt there. So really, I'm only left with one. And that's Hostile Fire, who looks the most obvious choice in the last.
Hostile Fire, then, in the last for Andy. Thanks, Andy. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections, then one more time.
Yeah, tricky card tonight at Bellystown. It's going to be running soft ground, as I saw the racing there last night. I'll take a punt on Epitaph, handling the conditions, being as he's quite stoutly bred in the first. In the 5:35, decent each-way bet there in the shape of Yamato. 6:05, tough old race here, quite a few front runners, and they might just set it up for the informed total demolition. Hopefully he can handle the underfoot conditions. 6:35 is a real grisly affair, no confidence behind anything whatsoever, but Real Art has run respectively in a couple of decent maidens on soft ground to suggest that she could outrun her odds. In the 7:05, I'll play with a nice straight bat here. The well-drawn, informed Lady Ranger, who's got plenty of soft ground form, will do for me each way there. In the 7:35, Botanical Lady comes in good nick via a good win on soft ground at Sligo the other night, and hopefully that should be good enough. Best bet in the card has got to be this Easy Pass in the 8:05. I mean, 5-2, 11-4 has to be a rick. And in the 8:35, Hostile Fire has got plenty of soft ground form attached to his name, and he'll do for me there.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and enjoy Bellewstown this evening, and we'll hear again from you ahead of day three of this three-day meeting in Bellewstown.
Look forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.